To another story now, the cost of medical procedures. The real cost is often a huge mystery to patients, and it can vary hugely from hospital to hospital. President Trump today signed an executive order he says will address that. It asks the federal government to draft rules requiring hospitals and insurers to post prices in a way that is easy for consumers to access.
And you'll get great pricing. Prices will come down by numbers that you won't even believe. You won't even believe it. More price transparency will mean more competition, and the cost of healthcare will go way, way down.
All right. We are joined now by NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Hey there.
Hello.
How exactly is this supposed to work?
Well, the idea here is that more transparency will mean that patients can make more informed decisions about their care. They could choose a cheaper option, or they could choose a more highly rated provider. And for people with high deductibles or no insurance, this could make a difference in their daily lives. But the challenge here is that even with a lot of information, it's hard to shop around in healthcare because you trust your doctor. You trust the person they tell you you should go see. Or it's hard because you're sick and you're in a hurry and you don't have time to shop around.
I mean, the argument, as we heard President Trump making, is that forcing hospitals to publish their prices will lower prices, will create more competition that we will all shop around. When you have spoken to healthcare experts and asked them, do they agree that this is what would happen?
No, they don't necessarily agree that because healthcare is simply not a normal market. Price doesn't necessarily drive people in the same way that it would if you were shopping for a car or
for the
groceries.
Reasons you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Right. Also, most people have insurance. And so they aren't price sensitive in the same way. If you're paying a $30 copay, no matter how much it costs, then it doesn't really matter. It doesn't drive your behavior. And the other thing, though, is that there are people, including in the industry and beyond, who are saying that this could have unintended consequences. The president is calling for the prices that insurers negotiate with hospitals to be made public. And a number of people have told me that this could actually cause hospitals and physicians to ask for higher reimbursements going forward. Bill Pierce is a senior director at APCO Worldwide, but he's also a former HHS official under the George W. Bush administration. This is how he described it.
Five doctors, five insurance companies, one guy is getting $200 for a physical and the others are all getting $175. Everybody's going to $200 when the next negotiation comes. They're going to go, nope, want $200. That's a problem.
Tam, just a few seconds left, but will we patients see changes along these lines soon?
Not quickly, because this is a rulemaking process. It is a long process. And then once this information becomes available, it's not clear whether the market effects will be what some expect.
NPR's Tamara Keith, our White House correspondent. Thanks, Tam.
You're welcome.